And you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
What are you waiting for, huh?
Because nobody admits anything they've done!
Hello, boils, ghouls, non-binary creatures of the darkness. I am back, and we are back with an episode of The Scream Queens. I am Cece.
And I'm Jess. Cece, hi.
I'm back. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're here. You're alive.
I know. Thank God. Oh, my God.
Guys, I cannot tell you how I tried to do a solo episode. I couldn't. I could not talk to myself. I really do applaud like podcasters who do solo shit. Like,
right?
It's hard. Like,
it's gotta be awkward.
Our banter, I feel like, is what makes us the Scream Queens. Like,
oh yeah.
And like, thank you so much. Like, and I know the episode didn't go up. Justin from MonsterCast did help me and recorded an episode with me.
Yes.
I was at a hotel and the audio was not so great. So that is just kind of in the garbage pile right now. We will have him on in the future. But Ashley and Daniel did step in, and Ashley stepped in as well. So we got 2 weeks in a row of my sister. Wow.
Thank you guys.
Yes, thank you. I tweeted it earlier, but thank you guys. We do appreciate it. They'll go back on probably closer to HHN season. Maybe AHS. We'll see. But we're here. Cece, how are you?
I'm better.
Good. I'm
so
glad.
That's good. Yes. You might hear me cough a little or laugh a little, and it sounds gross, but I'm sorry, guys, but at least I'm here.
I'm so glad you're here. I missed you. I did get to see you, though.
Yes.
Like, in person for the first time in, like, 3 months. Yeah.
I know.
I wish
it could have went the way it was supposed to, but I'm glad we didn't force me to go out and do anything crazy.
Absolutely. Me, too. We still had fun. We played Jackbox.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of fun.
And now you and I have bought Jackbox Party Pack 7.
Oh, really?
Oh, and I have to tell you, that Devil is in the Details game is actually amazing.
Ooh, okay.
Daniel, Ashley, Eugene, and I played it, and we have played it, like, multiple days now.
Oh, my God.
like, we got it. It was so much fun. Okay, but this is not about – we're not here to talk about Jackbox.
Yeah. But, yeah, like
– yeah.
We're back together, which is crazy.
Together again. Oh. Oh, yes. Okay. What are we doing today? Do we want to tell them? I mean, they probably see it.
Sure.
What are we doing?
So this is a movie I picked out. We're going to be doing The House of the Devil, which is you can find on Shudder and I believe Amazon. Was it free on Amazon?
It was free on Prime because I forgot that PlayStation doesn't have a Shudder app yet. So
oh no.
I thought they did, but I guess I've been using Shudder maybe on the app on the TV, but our remote wasn't working. It's a whole story. But I did watch it for free on Prime. And it's only like an hour and a half, like most.
Yeah, it's a quick watch. So
it was. We'll talk about it, but I think we have news. I have news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you probably have a little bit longer news than I do, so I'm just gonna just pop in and say kind of like some things that I've noticed that have come out or just new releases type things. So as of today, we're recording this on Thursday and actually going to try to have this up tonight. So as of today, Spiral is now in theaters.
Yes.
For the most part, at least. I know it's here locally where we are or where I am in Orlando. So most places it is playing. I'm excited to see it. I was going to go tonight, but I'm like, I'm going to wait till I feel a little bit better. So we're going on Saturday, hopefully. So I'll have to come back and let you guys know how that is.
I want to see it. I also heard that you can go and see it without seeing the other Saw movies. So
okay, that's a good thing because I haven't.
Yeah,
I haven't seen them all. So
I've seen most of them, and I've seen all the kill counts. I really want to rewatch. I want to do a ranking eventually.
Yes.
Of it, and just get over that whole fear I have of Billy the fucking puppet.
Oh, I have the same fear. Don't worry.
I fucking hate that motherfucker. Only HHN House I've cried in actual tears of fear.
Oh my
tears
gosh.
Of fear. Yes. I'm thinking of tears for fear. Oh my God. Yeah, no, I hate that puppet.
Me too.
Hate it. No. But I really want to see Spiral. It looks so good.
It really does. Yeah, that's why I'm like, I have to go see it. And mm-hmm. I have like my free popcorn left for my birthday anyway.
Oh my God, you were going to use it when we saw Scream. I was so excited for theater nachos and you were so excited for popcorn.
I know. Like I emailed AMC and I don't know if they saw the email and did this or they just did it automatically. But I was like, can you extend my free popcorn? I've been really sick. And they did. They extended it to the end of May.
Oh my God, AMC.
I know. I love you guys.
That's so sweet.
So yeah, I'm gonna go see hopefully on Saturday if I'm feeling all right. And please keep wearing your masks out, guys. I know CDC just made an announcement today. If you're vaccinated,
we're gonna talk about that in a minute. Actually,
okay, yeah, we'll talk about that.
What I wanted to discuss. Okay, in the news.
Perfect. All right, yep, yeah, I'll table that then, because I have a lot to say. But anyway, yeah. So my other news is that on I don't know what day it was exactly because Teddy got the game a little late, but Resident Evil Village is out now.
Yes, Eugene got it. Or Wade, I'm sorry, Wade.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes.
I didn't know he was into those games, but
he told me to try to play, but I was like, I've never touched this series before. I can't do that. Yeah. It's rude.
Yeah, it does follow up from number 7, so you kind of got to know a little bit about it.
Is
but
this where that hot Amazon lady's from?
Yes.
I get it.
Lady, I can never say her name right.
Is it like the Mets? There's like something.
Lady Dimitrescu or whatever. I think the U is silent, I believe.
I've seen it and I don't understand it, but she's hot. She's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
She is mommy to my Bruce Campbell daddy. I'm sorry, as yes. you were saying.
Yeah, no, that's she's like a big draw of the movie or of the game, but obviously people who love the game.
She should be.
Oh, people who love the game are obviously playing it. So Teddy's already beat it. He did it the first night he got it. He was up all night. I think it took him like 13 hours.
I saw someone did it in 8 and they said it like wasn't as long as some of the others or something like that. I did see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a super long game, but
so it's like the Miles to Spider-Man. Like the Miles Morales game where it wasn't like a super long game. Sorry, this is Wade speaking now in my head. He finished it. You could finish it in like 8 hours, but it was still mm-hmm. a good like sequel game.
Oh yeah, like honestly, I think the thing is like I have never played Resident Evil. Teddy is a huge Resident mm-hmm. Evil, like he could go over all day, but I watched him actually play this one. It was the first one I actually watched him play a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's so cool. It looks great. The story seems really fun, but the visuals are amazing. I think you would really like it just for watching it, maybe watch him play it, because like I did mm-hmm. I liked watching the like the story parts and the cutscenes. Okay. There's actually a little doll character in it that reminds me of like from Firefly Funhouse, almost like a creepy little bride doll.
Oh,
and I'm like in
okay.
love with her. So yeah, it's yeah. it's really good, guys, so definitely pick it up and try it out. It's pretty cool. So but that's all I really have for anything new.
That's fun, though. I love that. Yep. Okay. So theme park, Adrian, whatever you want to call it, news. We know my corner is a little broad. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It has gone all through Twitter. I thought it was Photoshopped the first day it was out. There is a Jurassic Park tribute store coming next yes. to the Mummy. I guess it's the Macy's. I believe it's like the Macy's area where all the tribute stores are. But it looked photoshopped.
Don't they all? Always?
No. That fucking Nutcracker one from Christmas looked photoshopped in real life. Like, yes. Looking at it with my own eyeballs, it looked fake. This looked That's like funny. They photoshopped the picture. And I was like, oh, and then I actually saw someone took a picture in front of it, and it's legitimately there. It's not a rendering. And I was yep. just like, that's a choice. And this might be a hot take. I don't know. Duff, you can kill me later. I don't think we need a tribute store for Jurassic Park. There's a whole fucking island, an Islands of Adventure with multiple gift shops. Ooh. Are those not Jurassic Park tribute stores? I'm sorry. Is it me?
Okay.
It might just be me. I am very excited for Velocicoaster, though. I do not want to take anything away from that. That is like a feat in, you know, roller coasters. And I'm so excited to ride it. The coaster geek in me. Freaking the fuck out. What is that? That Mosasaurus roll over the lagoon. Take my hair tie, take my shoes, God. Whatever. It's stealing things from people. Let's go. But
my God.
I don't think we need a tribute story. I'm sorry.
Okay, but hear me out here.
I'm listening. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Merchandise-wise, I feel you merchandise-wise, okay? They could do it all over the parks.
Yes.
The theming rooms mm-hmm. are going to be really cool for people who really love Jurassic Park as a whole.
But why didn't you not just make the already existing gift shops hella themed year-round?
Yeah.
Why make it like a pop-up thing?
Well, maybe.
I'm not bitter just because I wanted an AJ Jen store open in July. I'm a little mad. We got it in 2020, bitches. Like, come on.
True. But maybe this is like a they see how it goes and maybe they will implement some more in IOA. Like something more, you know.
I hope so.
Because there's some areas of Jurassic Park that are kind of meh. That's why I'm glad they added Velocicoaster, because that'll bring more traffic to that area. But there is some areas that need some touch up. So
it was just really funny to me, and I tweeted about it, and a couple of people were like, yeah, but I'm pretty sure people were a little mad about it. And you know what? I'm not a huge dinosaur person. I've said it.
I'm not either.
And I don't want to steal Wade saying, like, he says, I don't want to yuck your yum. If you're into it, you're into it. Some people don't like Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. I use this example all the time. I have a full half sleeve now. Some people aren't into that, and I understand that. But like, I just personally don't think there should be a tribute store in Universal, which also has nothing Jurassic Park over there.
Yeah.
On top of it, you can find a place in IOA. You don't have like an area that's just like, I actually don't know. Use the Carnage Warehouse. I'm sorry.
You know what they're probably trying to do? They're probably going to get enough capacity at IOA. They want to bring some over to Universal. That's why.
That makes a lot of sense to pull people away from Velocicoaster. You're actually right. I like that take on it.
To evenly distribute, the capacity in the park, probably.
Yeah, that's like an operations. That's thinking with your operations brain. So I get it. Disney would be so proud that you are using efficiency, even though that is the fourth. Is that the fourth or the fifth now? Because there's five.
I have no idea.
I like inclusivity, but is it what is the order? Because, you know, safety's number one.
Yeah, always.
Whatever. All right, moving on. Disney, actually, what a tie-in. Oh, holy shit.
Look at this. Oh, here we go.
Hey, segue. Disney finally fucking announced something. That's not. Wow. We postponed Ratatouille. Here's the ugly harmonious barges. I am killing it today, Cece.
They postponed Ratatouille?
They postponed Tron. I'm sorry, Tron. Not right.
Oh, okay. I got scared. No.
No. I'm so sorry. No, I did not mean to.
It's okay.
So Disney has announced the Boo Bash. Everyone grab your boo.
My God.
The Boo Bash. I feel like I'm saying the Boob Bash.
I kind of hate it.
Oh, okay. Which one do you hate more? This one or Never Come Alone?
Okay. That's true.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't hate the Never Come Alone. They want you to bring your friends. I don't know.
I know. Okay, so the Boo Bash, it will take place select nights, August 10th to October 31st from 9 p.m. to midnight. So only 3 hours. But also, we're starting in August. I am all for Halloween and summer. Like I said, give me a tribute store in July. But this will have spooky festivities. Will include Halloween-themed cavalcades, character sightings throughout the park, special performances by the Cadaver Dance, decor, lighting, music, treat stops with plenty of candy, and so much more. So,
I did hear your really ticket. Fast. Okay, go ahead.
No, what were you saying?
I was going to say, I did hear that your ticket gets you in at 7. So, actually, technically, I guess you'll have more than that. But still.
I do see that. You will have to wear face coverings right now, and you can wear a costume. Mm-hmm. So, you get 5 hours. How much are the tickets? I'm not 100% sure. Probably
just as expensive as always.
Oh, fucking A. Some nights will be from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. instead of 9 to midnight. I don't see anything about pricing yet. It's probably going to be fucking expensive. Tickets will go on sale next month. The one thing I want to unpack with this is the number one draw, I personally feel like, besides the costumes and the characters and everything, to Mickey's Not So Scary, is Boo to You, the parade.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, like, my personal favorite. I get a whole section of Haunted Mansion. And, like, I never used to get that at the parks. Like, Not So Scary was the only time. So we're not having that this year. Understandably so. No theme park is doing parades right now that I know of. Maybe some of, like, the smaller ones. But right now, nothing. We have these cavalcades, as they call it. Universals are more I would say mini parades, because they bring a float out, they stop, they do a dance, and then they go back in. Disney, it's like one float and a car. But we're not going to have Boo to You, which doesn't mean that the cavalcades are not just segments of Boo to You. So they could have a Haunted Mansion cavalcade. They could have a villain cavalcade. They probably will, because that way you're still having these limited edition characters or limited time characters that you only get at Not So Scary, like Jack and Sally and all of that. So I don't know. I wish Boo to You was happening. That's my favorite. I like that song a lot. It's kind of a comfort song at this point to me. it's so I don't know why. I'm crazy, girl.
you happy Halloween.
I'm putting that at the end of the show now. Thank you.
Wait. I was gonna do something else. We can put it at the beginning. We'll talk.
Okay, that's fine. Boo Bash is happening. If you care. I don't know if I care. It does say attractions including Haunted Mansion and Space Mountain. Yay.
Wow.
Pirates? Themed food. I don't know. I hope. Spoopy. That's it for Disney. Let's get away from Disney before I go crazy. Fusion Sushi at City Walk has closed forever. I'm so sorry. I've never eaten there, but I know some people are sad.
Yeah, I've never been there either, so...
It's the one, it's like above the movie theater next to Breadbox on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never eaten there. If I want sushi, I'm probably going to go to Cowfish, which might have probably been the reason why it closed. Even though Cowfish is a different price point still.
Yeah. It could just be lack of, it is in a weird spot too.
Mm-hmm. You have to know what I mean? Up there. That's how I feel about Breadbox. Like, I love Breadbox, but some people don't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Okay. Next time you go to Universal, eat a Breadbox. Just
try. I need to try Breadbox. I never have.
It's so good. Okay. Next time we go, I will take you to Breadbox. Okay. Next is Velocicoaster has been in technical rehearsals almost every day. I've seen that they have had soft openings. Posted wait times are like 70 minutes and under, and people are saying that they're really getting on in 30. So I want to give a shout out to the opening team, to the team members over at Velocicoaster. Y'all are doing great with your flow and your capacity and everything. If you guys are posting your wait times, they might be padding them, but the posted wait time is 70 and you're doing less than half of that. Applause to the fucking Velocicoaster team. Woo! Y'all are fucking killing it. I haven't ridden it yet. Unfortunately, I'm probably not going to be able to ride it until HHN opening weekend, or maybe when I move down there. We'll see. But I know people have been on it. My favorite review I got was from Hunter, and I think he said... said that she forced me down on my knees and made me call her made me her little bitch or something like that.
What the hell?
He said it was that. Oh, and then someone he knows said that Velocicoaster spit on her and then put out her cigarette on her skin.
Oh my god.
Like, wow, she really is that bitch.
Wow.
She really is.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know. One day I'll ride it. I only have two more. Universal City Walk Beijing announced their restaurant offerings. Some of our favorites are actually going over there, like Cowfish and Red Oven Pizza. I saw there were actually a bunch, and they were doing a really good mix of, it seemed like, stuff that is popular over in Beijing and then stuff that like is from over here. So they're going to get a Toothsome's. They're going to get Cowfish, Red Oven, Bubba Gump.
Okay.
And then they're also going to have a Wubei craft food and beer, which will have like exclusive beers to Universal Beijing. Then they have like some popular places from China. And they're going to have a Pete's Coffee, where you can have Nitro Cold Brew, KFC, all that stuff. It looks really interesting. And they're going to have a Universal store. So they're getting huge. I don't know if it's a redo, like a remodel, or if it's brand new, but they have announced that all of these places are going over to Beijing. So that's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
I've never been. One day I'll go. That's like my goal, is to go to all like the Universals and Disneys in the world. There's just so many.
Yeah, there is.
One day. Okay. I think it's time to grab that topic off the table or off the shelf.
Okay.
So as you said, the CDC, I think it was today, announced that fully vaccinated past your 2-week, you know, waiting period since your second dose, people do not have to wear masks indoors in most cases. You are safe from the virus, they are saying now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel about this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And it says you don't need to stay 6 feet away from people anymore. Which I know most theme parks have moved under 3 feet. I think we discussed that last week. I did with Daniel and Ashley. Which, I mean, people weren't fucking following 6 feet since we fucking reopened in June or July. So, whatever. Exactly. But yeah, it's saying you can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things you had stopped before because of the pandemic. Unvaccinated people should still wear masks. And that there's always a chance of change and strains popping up.
Mm-hmm.
Or new variants. I have things I feel how this is going to affect Jen. But do we want to talk about how we feel about this first?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. So with this, I believe I personally am going to still continue to wear my mask if I need to go out. Mm-hmm. This still scares me because I'm an immunocompromised person. I am fully vaccinated. However, the strains, again, we don't know. And as far as I understand, the vaccines don't fully cover the strains that pop up.
They just don't know because the strains, like, they don't know until they pop up. And I know, exactly. Is it Japan or is it more countries now in Asia are having an issue? They've had to go back on lockdown because there's a new strain and it's popping up.
So. Yeah, I know. I know there was a UK one, and then there was one in South Africa, I believe, and also Brazil. Those are the three I know of. So yeah, personally, I'm going to still stick with wearing my masks when I'm out in public. Now, I mean, if I have, you know, a friend over that I know is fully vaccinated or something, obviously they're at my house. You know, we can do what we want, but
no, if my friends are fully vaccinated, same. Yeah, we can hang out. Yeah. And all of that.
Exactly. Like even at a small place, like if I'm going to get my hair cut, I'm still going to wear a mask. And I think a lot of businesses are going to continue the mask mandate anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm actually going to, like someone said it best. I think it was Clint on Twitter. When the parks get rid of the masks, then I'll get rid of the mask. I feel like that's a good indicator in a way, because the parks have a lot of people at them.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't know. I'm just, it's going to be a while for me to fully trust anything. That's just my personal take. So I think that you guys should continue to wear your masks. And if you haven't been vaccinated, please go do so because it is free and accessible. Mm-hmm. So
there are walk up places in most cities now.
Yeah. And I don't want to get too angry on here because I am pretty angry, to be honest, about the vaccine right now. But I don't want to use this as a soapbox right now because I'm just too frustrated for this. Yeah, there's some personal things I don't want to talk about. I'll tell you later.
It. No, it's totally fine. I understand. There are people who are refusing to get it, and it's not fair to everyone else who just want to get back to normalcy who have already gotten it. But I agree. I'm gonna still be wearing a mask. Just I feel more at ease with it, and probably like going forward the rest of my life, if I am ever feeling sick, I'm probably going to wear a mask for everybody else.
We should be. We should be wearing them during flu season too.
I agree. And I don't think that masks should ever like not even say go out away. Of style, just go away. I feel like they're useful in certain situations. When my grandmother was in ICU, she was in a burn unit and we had to fully gown and mask up just because there are airborne things that can't be in certain areas. So I think that it is something that's going to stick around. I'm going to still wear it. I'm fully vaccinated now. I got my second dose last week. Felt like shit, but I got it. I have less than a week now until my 2 weeks are up and I'm in the clear. And I'm so excited. It means that HHN is coming and I can go and feel safe. But what I think this means for HHN is I honestly think we might get to theme parks saying no more masks before we get to HHN.
It's hard to say. Looking at the timeline, that sounds about right. It's only May. Mm-hmm. It's very early May, or mid-May, I guess you could say now. Mm-hmm. You know, the events don't usually start till, well, HHN doesn't start till September, and then you've got just Disney under 4 months in away. August.
Yeah, 4 months away for HHN, 3 months for Boobash.
I think it's good to keep caution because, again, something could change any day.
Yeah.
you know? So it's like, it's hard to say.
I just think how fast we went from, just last week, we went from 6 feet to 3 feet. And now you're telling me there's no feet if I've had a vaccine? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, how do the theme parks look at this? So they're saying that if you haven't been vaccinated, you still have to wear a mask. I don't know if that article said social distance as well. But I can tell you, my mother got COVID from my father, who works at a hospital and was fully vaccinated. So he wasn't feeling it, but he had it and gave it to her, who was not vaccinated yet. She's fine. She's recovered now. She also got the infusion of the antibodies instead of the vaccine. Okay. You can't get the vaccine for a couple months once you get COVID. So she's fine. She's safer, honestly, like statistically, than we are. She's like 99.99999%. And we're like, what, 98 or something with the vaccine. So I really think that because we went so quickly from one to the other that, and fucking look at, I don't even want to say his name, our fucking governor. He's saying that, you know, countywide mandates aren't allowed anymore. Okay, but private businesses still can. And as we know, theme parks are private businesses. It is private property. And they can tell you to get the fuck out whenever they want.
Yep.
So I think that I don't know. I don't know anything, as always. I think that we might be there before HHN. I'm still going to wear a mask, especially if we're going to not have social distancing. We're going to be, you know, kind of crammed through houses like we always are. I'm going to wear a mask for my safety. But does this then turn around and mean Universal is not going to have masks on the actors now? Which, okay, we've already talked about no plexiglass because the CDC has said that it doesn't do anything. And without social distancing, I don't think plexiglass is needed because we're already not social distancing. Do you think that they say, no, you can't wear a mask if you're an actor, or do they leave the option if we're past, like, quote unquote, like full mask mandates for the parks?
See, it's everything's so up in the air, you know, like, because I was thinking about it even too, like, even if we get rid of the masks by then, I still think they should pulse us or do like a virtual queue.
Oh, absolutely.
To keep people. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I think capacity is going to be at 100.
I know.
And how do they do that with capacity at 100 for HH?
That's what's hard.
Yeah, which is why I really think I'm going to get Express this year. I know I've talked about it, but the faster we're moving, the more I'm like, holy shit, there's going to be so many people at this event. I'm going to need Express to be able to enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I like to take it all in as many times as I possibly can.
Right. And I mean, even before this year, because I know this year's going to be huge because everybody's been waiting for the event. Even before this year, I worked, you know, at Universal in 2019 and Express sales were so high just because it was so busy. So it's just getting busier and busier every year.
Yeah. And it's like, as it should be, it's a fantastic event. There should be the hype around it. It's just frustrating for people who like have been going forever and ever and ever. And there used to be slow nights. It's like Disney, honestly. Being a Disney pass holder back in the day, there used to be slow seasons where you could go and no one would be in the parks.
Right.
Like September, right to the beginning of October, my family and I went for 10 years straight. And then people caught on that was like the time to go. Because Food and Wine is going on. You're getting Halloween. Everything is super fun, but nobody's there. And now fucking crowded year round. That's how HHN's getting. It's a hype. I get it. I love it. Mm-hmm. It should happen. I don't
yeah, and I'm that's why I'm glad that they it looks like they extended it a week or something, right? Was it a week this year?
I believe so,
yes. Started it early, whatever. Yeah,
it's a week earlier than last year and the year before.
Yeah,
but yeah. So, okay, no more sad things.
To say.
We'll see what HHN brings us. I just want a fucking announcement at this point.
Oh, I need tickets over everything.
I know. Want to know what's crazy? Your girl bought a plane ticket to California.
I saw that.
Daniel, Ashley, and I, we were talking about it with the spec map dropping for HH on Hollywood. And we've been, before the pandemic hit, we had been talking about taking a skank squad trip. That's what we call ourselves. Because the three of us, we've gone to Disney together, but we've never really traveled. Daniel and I have, and Ashley and I have. So we wanted to do something together. We were looking at plane tickets when I was down there, and it was like $200 round trip. To California. So we booked it and we got insurance. So worst case, if HHN doesn't happen, we just, you know, change the dates.
Yeah, that's actually really good.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We're going to do, the plan is to do Knots as well. So we want to get all in all the spoopies in California, but we'll see. We'll see. Things might that's change. Awesome. I don't know, but we have the tickets.
That's so really good. No, yeah, that's really good.
Are we ready to talk about that?
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, when I went to California in 2019, it was like $500 a person.
Oh my God. When Ashley and I went in 2017, we got a very good deal because I was watching like flight apps. This was very spontaneous. So we just kind of booked it. And I also have to drive down to Fort Lauderdale the night before because we're flying out of FLL, not MCO.
Okay.
But, and Wade is not going. Wade is staying back with Rhea. So, I got it for $333 round trip. We came back on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
In like the middle of the night. But I think that's why it was so cheap. So for this to be like $200, I was like, fuck it. Let's go. We've been dying to go. My parents offered us some like Hilton points that they had. So we're going to try to get a cheaper hotel. We'll see. So we might have a HHN Hollywood review coming and a Not Scary Friend review episode coming. We'll see.
All right.
I don't know. Shall we talk about our movie?
Yeah, sure. I think it's about that time. We've talked to you guys about news for about 30 minutes now.
As
always. But hey, it was all very important. Okay. Yes. It wasn't like it wasn't important.
No.
All right. I don't even know where to start. Okay. So
at the beginning.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding.
So this is actually a film that I've personally seen twice. And I watched it a third time just a couple of days ago before we did the episode. So this is something I had seen, something I picked out, because I feel like it's a little gem that's not talked enough about. Mm-hmm. So I asked Jess to watch it. I don't know what she feels about it yet. She's going to be telling me on the show.
We'll see.
But yeah, so we're doing The House of the Devil. Came out in, I want to say 2009 is where I saw it. 2009 in April was the official release date. Ty West is the director, producer, or no, excuse me, director, writer, and editor.
Wow.
He doesn't like to be, I actually got some information because I watched the third time I watched this, I watched it on Joe Bob Briggs to see if, I always like the facts and stuff. So apparently Ty West doesn't like to be called a horror movie creator because he makes some other movies and stuff. But
okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he did a good job on this movie. I really enjoy it. I do want to talk about something sad. The budget was $900,000 and the box office only brought in $101,000.
Oh.
Yeah. Again, it's a hidden gem, I think personally. I don't think a lot of people know about it. I think a friend of mine actually that I went to college with back home is one of the people who actually recommended it to me a couple of years ago. But anyway, before I keep going on and on about that, I did want to talk about the movie, or at least what draws me to this movie. It was created in, like I said, the early 2000s, but it is filmed as if it looks like it was created in the 70s or 80s, like the late 70s, early 80s. So that's one big thing that drew me into this. I love movies that look like that. The Love Witch is very similar. That was made in 2016 and it was filmed a very similar, style. And the movie takes place around the same time also. So when a lot of the satanic panic was going on and things like that. So that's kind of like what you get when you first see the crawl screen of the movie. It basically tells you how, the satanic panic's going on at this time of year and how it's based on like true events or something like that. So it's kind of like a weird setup, almost similar to Texas Chainsaw, how they have the crawl words in the beginning and stuff like that. But before I get into the plot, do you have anything you want to say before we start talking about the film and how, you know, keep moving on there?
Okay, so I had heard of it before. I want to say Daniel had recommended it to me, maybe. Okay. I didn't hate it. I'll say that. I liked it. It was very slow moving. And that
it's
was my
a slow
one
burn.
Thing. Yeah, and like, but I also felt like once we got to like the big point, it was over in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It was very like slow. Couple of like we'll get there, but like decent jump scares. Mm-hmm. And then oh my god, over. And I was like, what? It was horror blue balls. I feel like it gave me horror blue balls. But okay. I'll get into like the parts I actually liked as we discuss the plot and everything like that. But I didn't hate it. I gave it a 7.5 out of 10. I like to rank things out of 10.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. It's like on the higher end for me, especially for like, I want to say a movie like this, because I don't love like Texas Chainsaw. I don't love another movie. I know it's not the same, but I think of House of a Thousand Corpses in the same where it's like filmed to look old, even though it's modern. But House of a Thousand Corpses is a little different. It's a little more modern, but it's inspired by Texas Chainsaw. That's where I get that train of thought. But I don't love those, and I think that's where it kind of took away from me. But
okay,
yeah,
see, I'm that's the opposite.
That's my quick review. But let's get into it.
Okay, perfect. So it's taking place in the early 80s. Samantha is our protagonist. She's a college student. I know, I do too. She's so cute. So she hates her roommates. She wants to buy her own little place so she can be away from her roommate. Her roommate is always having sex, having guys over. A slob. She's just
over. She has no money.
She has like $84 in her bank account or something like that. She needs about $300 down, I think, to get to this one place.
I think the rent is $300. So, okay. Yeah, because the lady's very sweet and she like waives the move-in fees. For her, but she's like, you just have to pay 1 month and it's $300. So she's like stressed about money, which like relatable. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You're really hitting me where it hurts here. Like,
yeah, I think she had about like less than a week to come up with the $300. Mm-hmm. didn't really have any help from anyone. Like her best friend tried to say that her parents would help her, but she didn't want to take that. She wants to do it on her own. Mm-hmm. But basically
there was no application. It was just like you give me good vibes, which like I get that. But like I wish.
She was like, you remind me of my daughter. I can just tell you're a good person. So I was like, okay, hell yeah.
Somebody give me an apartment like that.
Right? $300 a month? Shit. Yes. So Dee Wallace is actually the landlady. You guys will recognize Dee Wallace. She was, I believe, the mother in E.T. She's been in a lot of other like horror things and things like that. But that's our only performance, is that short time where she's the landlady. And then from there, basically, we just kind of see her setup of like what she wants, what's going on with her. She's talking to her best friend Megan in the pizza place, kind of. Well, actually, even before we get there, sorry, she's looking around for like job postings on campus. Yeah, and she sees one that says like babysitter needed, and then there's a number to pull off. She goes to call the number. Nobody answers. She walks away. The phone is a payphone. Mm-hmm. It rings back. She goes and answers it. And she's like, how did you get this number? And then the person just kind of goes into like the job.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for answering. Can you meet me this place? The voice on the phone is very like, I wouldn't say creepy, but it's very like soft and like awkward. I don't know.
Yeah, it's creepy to me, but
okay.
Maybe I'm sensitive.
Yeah. No, yeah, I could see it that way. So she's like, all right, I'll meet you. I think it was like in front of some hall on her campus or something like that. Mm-hmm. Later on, she waits and waits. Nobody shows up. So she's kind of pissed off because she thought she could make some easy money. You know, she's excited to get out of her apartment. We do see some shots of her coming in and out of that apartment. One time even, she couldn't even get in because her roommate had a sock on the door type of thing. So she's just fed up. I believe it's the next morning maybe, or still the same day. I'm not sure. Her and her friend Megan are in the pizza parlor and they're talking. You know, she's just complaining to her about her roommate and how she wants to get her own place and how she found the place, but she needs the money. Megan's kind of like, well, my father will help you, or my parents will help you if you need it. And, you know, Samantha's like trying to do her own thing and doesn't want the help, you know, but she's also upset. Let me see. I'm trying to think of what else goes on in that talk. Well, Megan is like, I can't believe that guy didn't show up. Right. So she was like, you should go around campus and rip down all the other signs that he put up.
So he can't ever find someone to babysit.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha's like, no, don't do that. That's not nice. Like,
Yeah.
Very, you know, final girl of her.
Mm-hmm. And she's just very sweet. Yeah.
And then she goes back to her dorm, and I guess he had called and mm-hmm. left a note, but she hadn't seen it, and the roommate didn't tell her. So she calls him back, and they set up like an actual time for her to babysit.
Yep. So she's like, all right, well, I'm going to go do it. So Megan has to drive her out there. I guess she doesn't have her own car. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. The whole time Megan's driving with her, she's trying to convince her to let her stay with her, because I would. Hello? Yeah. I wouldn't just go to this place by myself in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah, I got words about what happened.
Yeah, like, she's talking to her the whole time. Oh, no, I think I'll be okay. But I personally would love to have somebody come with me, especially to some stranger's house in the middle of the night. And as they're driving, Megan shows her the back seat, which has all the papers from the person looking. She went around instead and ripped down all the signs.
Mm-hmm.
And Samantha's like, oh my God, why did you do that? And they just had like a little moment there. they get to the house. It's a very like nice but creepy old house. Very large. Let me see if I have any notes on it. Well, one thing I want to note too, as we're going through the movie, guys, is that there's mention on like news channels throughout the movie that there's supposed to be an eclipse happening that night.
Yes.
So it's a very big thing that gets foreshadowed the entire time and hinted at. So I just wanted to mention that too, because it's pretty big. But yeah, they get inside. It's funny because I love Megan. She's kind of like one of those like antagonist kind of people. Like, she mm-hmm. likes to antagonize people and stuff. So she's like great. Trying to, yeah, she's like trying to talk to the gentleman, Mr. Ullman, I guess is his name.
Mr. and Mrs. Ullman.
Yeah, he's so creepy. Ugh. So he's like this pale, skinny, lanky, tall man with a cane.
With a walking stick.
Dressed in all black.
And he talks very slowly.
Yes, very slow and like soft.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to her about, you know, what's going to happen that night. And Meg is trying to, she asks him something. I forgot what it was. It was like she was trying to be funny or something.
Oh, I don't remember either. But she's being an ass. Like, not in a terrible way. She's just being funny.
Yeah, exactly.
I would probably be her in this scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying
exactly.
to lay in the mood, just like, ha ha ha.
yep and she says something to where Mr. Ullman's kind of has Sam go with him in another room.
Yeah, he's like, oh, can you come into the other room with me, Samantha? And I'm like, absolutely not. I'm grabbing my friend and we're leaving.
Right?
No, I don't know you. You don't get to speak to me in private, creepy old man.
Yeah, I hate it. He takes her in the other room, I think it's a kitchen, and they're talking. And I don't remember the order of how he says things. So basically, he ends up telling her he's kind of lied to her in a way.
Mm-hmm.
She thinks she's there to babysit a child. Obviously, you think babysitting, you think that, right? Yeah. Normally, if it's like a house, it would say house sitting or like caretaker if it's like somebody, like another person.
Albert Kane.
Yeah.
yes. No.
So he ends up telling her that he doesn't have any children.
Well,
but
he does
him.
Have a child.
Oh, but he's an adult child. Sorry. Yeah. He doesn't have a child for her to babysit. It's his wife's mother that needs to be attended to.
Mm-hmm.
She's apparently able-bodied and minds her own business, like keeps to herself.
Yeah.
Samantha's kind of iffy because, one, he's already pissed her off by like ignoring her, not meeting her. And now he's lying to her. Yeah. So she starts to kind of like and hesitate, and he gets up very quickly, which was creepy. Did you see that scene where he kind of just like stood up really close to her, like he's like, please, you know, I need your help, whatever.
I hate that.
She ends up agreeing to do it because he doubles it, and then he keeps adding on money. I think she agrees to a total of $400. By the end of it.
Like barter.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also pays for food.
Yes, he goes, I give you money for pizza. There is a good number on the fridge for pizza place. So Samantha's like, all right, I'm going to do it. This is great. This is all the money I need to get the house. You know, she's got that brain. She's got the brain ready, that I mean, just determined to get this money.
It's relatable. Like, everyone deals with money issues, and, like, everyone wants to move out on their own and, like, kind of be financially independent.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I get it.
Yeah. So, Megan is not happy, but she agrees to pick her back up at 12:30. So, she leaves. So, as she leaves, Samantha's kind of just sitting around still waiting for them to get ready to go out. He mentions that Mr. Ullman mentions that his wife's downstairs, I think, getting ready or... No, upstairs getting ready, I believe. Yes. And then she comes out of nowhere and just starts talking to her. She goes, and she's a little startled, and she goes, is something wrong? And she's like, well, I expected you to come from one place and you came from another. And she's like, oh, I was just downstairs in the basement getting my furs ready.
I hate being cold.
Yes, I hate the cold. We're from the desert. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I'm originally from here, but I don't really like the cold much either. So they have like a little conversation. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else prominent she that happens.
Is, can we talk about her? She is trying to be like lady of the manor. Like, she is fabulous. But like the tattooed eyeliner and the hair and the face and the fur. The way they talk, it, to me, it was just like, we're creepy.
Yes.
We are a creepy old couple.
There's just too many things already that would have led me to leave. I would have left by now. Like,
yeah, and like Megan was like eating out of their candy bowl.
I love that part. She picks up one piece and tries it, and she's like, it's so gross, and then she puts it back and then picks up another one.
Yeah, I was like, girl, why are you eating out of there? They're creepy. Don't eat food at creepy places.
God. Right? Yeah. So, yeah, he's meeting the wife while Mr. Ullman's getting ready. They decide, you know, it's time to go out. So they get ready to go. She kind of watches them leave. And then after that, she's just kind of trying to keep calm and just keep chill.
Made Megan leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Mr. Ullman said, you know, I'm only paying one of you. So mm-hmm. Megan was like, absolutely not. I'm not leaving. And she's like, just pick me up at 12:30. And then gets her to leave. So Megan is driving home at mm-hmm. the same time while Samantha is getting acclimated to this creepy old house with some lady upstairs that she didn't even meet.
Yes,
that's the thing. I would have wanted to meet the lady.
Same.
Like, I don't, like, what if she was, like, confused? I mean, like, obviously we find out later what really is upstairs. But, like, what if she was a confused old lady and, like, attacked?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I know.
This is just not great.
So many red flags that I would have left by now.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't have even... No, I also probably wouldn't have answered a babysitting sign on a wall. But, like, I'm me. Anxiety.
I mean, I guess, yeah. She was... I mean, this was in the 80s. I guess it was a little bit more... Less weird.
Yeah, I don't know. That was more common.
Yeah. So we get to an interesting scene now. You're watching Megan drive home. She's all pissed off. She didn't want to leave her there. Mm-hmm. She pulls over to a cemetery. I don't know why, but I guess she just does. Maybe she was just gonna sit there and wait for her. I don't know. But I know she was trying to light her cigarette.
Yeah, that's all I remember. Maybe she pulled over to light her cigarette, but I was like, can't you just drive and do that?
I know, right?
But yeah, maybe to wait. Reason. But in a cemetery mm-hmm. at night, I mean, even I'm spooky, but like.
Maybe she was gonna pull over there, wait till they left, and then drive back over to like be with her or something. That's my guess. But basically she pulls over, she's talking to herself, she's annoyed, she goes to light her cigarette and she's having trouble. All of a sudden a gentleman sticks his head in the window and has a light for her.
That was one of the jump scares that got me.
Really?
I was like, ah, because she, what is it? Oh, I don't know what, she like screams and he's like, I'm just trying to help you.
Yeah. But it's like, what the fuck? She's like, what are you doing just hanging out in the cemetery? Like, where did mm-hmm. you come from? And then I don't remember, he doesn't say much, but I just remember the iconic line where he says, oh, you're not the babysitter? And mm-hmm. when he says that, bang. He takes out a gun and shoots her in the head.
Like point blank. Right.
Yes.
Right into the head.
Holy shit. Like, as Jess was saying earlier, this movie is very much a slow burn. This part Now, it was kind of slow, but this part is where it kind of starts to pick up again, but then it slows down a little bit again. It kind of does, like, a ebb and flow a little bit. Because, obviously, this was very, like, whoa. Like, you didn't expect... He just, like, literally shoots her right in the head, and it was just like, holy shit. And that's about it. I think he pushes the car forward or something like that to get it out of the way. I don't think we see much more of that scene.
No, I just think he pushes it out of the way, and that's it for now.
Yeah. From there, we get back to Sam. She's just trying to still get acclimated to the house. She turns on the TV. She tries to sit down and do her homework. She tries a few different things to just kind of keep herself busy. Because it is awkward and quiet and creepy in the house, you know?
Yeah.
She decides to... She's eating a candy bar, I think. And then she decides to order some pizza. Because he mentioned that, you know, there's a good pizza place. Check out the number on the fridge. So she goes to order the pizza. When she orders the pizza, they only have medium or large. Which makes me laugh. Because she's like, I just want a small pizza. And then they're like, see you in 30. And it was just a very odd phone call.
And then she's like, she's to snoop around, which is so funny to me. She literally was like looking through all their stuff. She like puts on his glasses.
So she goes in the like library or office or whatever it is. I love that.
It's so funny.
She decides to look around first. And then at some point she goes and gets her Walkman. And this is one of my favorite
creepy house.
But I feel like I would do the same thing, because I feel like if I have noise in my ear, I'm not as scared or something weird. I don't know. It's weird.
I'm afraid someone's gonna kill me from behind.
That's true.
Someone's gonna.
I didn't think about that. Oh my god. I didn't think about that. John Mulaney
fan. Throw him off.
Oh my god.
I just can't. What if somebody comes up behind you? Absolutely not. I have AirPod Pros, and I'm not trying to like flex. Like I literally like I love them, but they are noise canceling, so I cannot hear a goddamn thing around me when I'm listening.
Yeah,
to music.
That's true. That's
and
true.
And I hate it. I'm like, oh my god, what if some like I have scared the shit out of Wade before, and he scared me because we both have them. And
oh my
like,
god.
I'll be like, hello, and he had no idea I walked into the room.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I feel like. Instead of putting, like, headphones on, whenever I'm, like, creeped out, I start singing out loud. Like, I don't know why. Like, if I'm scared, I'm, like, I, like, talk or say something or, like, sing. Because I'm just, like, get away from me, whatever. Yeah, she decides to do one of my favorite scenes in the movie, get her Walkman on. And starts dancing around the house to One Thing Leads to Another by The Fix. Which actually, this was the song I was going to put at the end of the episode.
Oh, no.
It's okay. We'll figure it out later. But I just love this whole little montage. She starts playing pool. She just starts dancing. Does she dance with like the broom or something at one point? Or am I just thinking that?
I think so.
Yeah, she's doing one of those little 80 montages, right? Things you think about when you like think about like Tom Cruise and Risky Business or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those type of things. It's kind of fun. It breaks off like the tenseness of the movie for a little bit for a while. But as she's jumping and dancing around, she breaks a vase.
Yep.
So, oh no, because now she's got to clean this up. So she's looking for, that's what she finds, the broom and stuff. So she's looking for the broom to clean everything up, and she discovers a cupboard that has old photographs in it. So she's looking through the photographs, and this is where things get a bit creepy. One of the photographs, there is an entire family that's not the Ullmans standing next to the Volvo that was outside the house that she saw earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really creepy, because why would they have, you know, so she's just confused, like, what? Let me see. From there, I think she's just still creeped out, like, what, by noises in the house?
Yeah, and then
I can't
there's
remember.
That really cool scene where she's on the other side of the door, and it like you kind of see, I think it's the light under the door, and it like the
yes.
camera work is really cool, because she's on one side, she thinks there's something in there, she feels it, she doesn't open the door, but the camera pans under the door and pans over and you see like blood on the carpet, and then it zooms out. Yes. And there's like a full fucking pentagram with a body, like a mangled body in the center of it, made of blood. Like the pentagram is mm-hmm. made of blood, and it's like there's a whole thing going on in this room, and it's just a bunch of dead bodies. And if she would have just like opened the door, she would have seen them. But the shot, like yeah. that was my favorite shot of the movie, I will say that.
Oh beautiful. Yeah, it's really cool. It basically implies that these are the bodies of the family, or the true residents that, mm-hmm. that live in the house. She doesn't see it, but we as the audience see it, which is really interesting. Well, I guess she continues to kind of be creeped out. Because mm-hmm. does she see the bathtub at this point?
I don't remember. Yeah, she finds it while she's snooping, and there's like a bunch of hair just everywhere.
And that was another jump scare.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't jump, but like it's apparently there. Like she basically finds this bathroom and she hears dripping. Mm-hmm. She thinks it's the sink. It's not the sink. It's the bathtub. She opens up the curtain and there's just a shit ton of like black hair, like all in the tub all over the place. So she's shaken up. And then as she's like freaking out, she hears the doorbell ring for the pizza. She that literally the throws
the biggest jump scare I had in the entire movie. I jumped out of my skin. I wasn't even like on edge, just it was so quiet and she had a knife in her hand and she was like walking up the stairs and the doorbell was so fucking loud.
Yes.
She jumped, and I was also waiting, Wade was walking Rhea, so I was waiting for him to ring our doorbell for me to let him in.
Oh my god.
So it was just a whole moment, and I was just, I jumped out of my skin and I was like, that was really good. I will give this movie that.
Yes. So she's just like fucking fast as hell with that door. She gives him the money and she's like, keep the change, and then just shuts the door in his face.
He throws the 20 out of
give it. Oh, I love it.
So funny. But then wasn't the pizza guy actually.
Yep. We discover it was the same man who shot Megan in the head.
Mm-hmm.
We as the audience see that. She doesn't know anything about what's going on out there.
He starts looking in the windows outside.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's the Ullman's kid?
He is.
Okay, he is. I didn't know if that was actually, I never caught on if that was actually said in the movie or not. I just assumed it was their son.
I don't think it's said in the movie, but yes, it is. Mm-hmm. From what I've read and seen. So she's freaked out, especially now at this point, because even after seeing and doing everything, and the doorbell was loud and she got the pizza, she decides to dial 911. She hangs up, they call back, and she's like, no, it was an accident. Because she continuously is trying to call Megan throughout this. I didn't mention this.
Megan has the most annoying voicemail message.
I love it.
What is she's like, hello?
Yeah.
You didn't catch me.
And she's like, blah, or something like that. I'm like, I love it. Like, I just love her character. Yeah. She's played by Greta Gerwig, which is one of probably the biggest names in this movie. She's the one who, I believe, wrote Lady Bird. She's acted in some other things too.
Oh,
I haven't personally seen her in a lot of things, but I know like she's in a lot. but yeah, so she keeps trying to call her, and that's when she ends up like calling 911, and she's just freaked out, right? I personally would have stayed on the line with them, but that's just me. I think she keeps trying to tell herself that maybe she's overthinking or something.
I think she thinks that she's just freaking the fuck out for no reason.
Yeah. Which in reality, she's so many red flags, girl.
Yeah, but like I've done that before. My biggest fear, and like I say like teeth and all that, like those I feel like are irrational. I have like a genuine fear, which is funny that I love horror, of like being home alone and someone coming in and trying to hurt me. So that's like always been a fear I've had. As I've gotten older, it's gotten a little better, but I don't like sleeping like alone without somebody in the house. Animal or something. I just like feel a little bit more at ease. So I get it.
No, I don't like being alone either.
I would call 911 probably too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And the thing is like, we're going to jump quickly into the finale here because the movie, a lot of it is a slow burn. Yeah, and to where you actually need to kind of watch it to see her, the noises when she scares herself, things like that. But trying to describe the movie, we can't really do that. So we're just kind of going with the main plots, points. So, she gets the pizza. She decides, it's so weird. She grabs a knife at one point because she's scared still. And I love how she cuts the pizza with the knife. It looks so funny.
Wasn't there a bite taken out of the pizza, or did I imagine that?
I don't remember. I
swear to God, when she opened it to like cut it how she did with the knife, that there was a bite. Maybe like the piece had moved, but it looked like there was a bite taken out of it.
There might have. That would make sense, too.
Yeah, like, maybe the sun did, but, like, she ate it. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but I just love how she cuts it with this big-ass butcher knife. Like, it just cracked me up. So she eats the piece. Like, she doesn't eat a lot, right? Because I think she can tell it tastes funny a little bit.
Yeah, she tastes a bite or two.
Yeah. She, at this point, she's still just trying to explore and see what's going on. Because she still hasn't even seen where this lady is or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so she's crawling up the stairs, I believe. Or down the stairs, one of those.
One direction. I don't know.
Yeah, I think she's crawling upstairs. I think and, so. Yeah, and as she's crawling, apparently there was drugs in the pizza.
Yes.
They cause her to pass out. Just as she's observing motion behind a door on the third floor. So she's actually seeing things move underneath now. Now, it cuts out for a minute. I think we get, like, it's funny because Joe Bob goes, "Give me three flickering red moons, three flickering white candles," and then a scream or whatever. Because basically when it cuts back in, you do see three flickering, the eclipse, basically, the candle, and then you see her. She's awake now, and she is wearing, like, a frock, and she's tied to the center of a pentagram.
Yes.
She's bound and, well, yeah, she's bound and gagged, so she can't really say much or do much. She's freaking out. She has no idea what's going on. And as she's laying there, you're seeing certain people come out of the shadows. So you see Mr. and Mrs. Ullman, come out. Megan's killer, who is actually their son, he comes out. And then the mother, which is the person she was supposed to be watching, comes out, and she's a very gross, like, I don't even know how you describe. Yeah.
It almost looked like Nosferatu. Like, I want to say that because, like, bald, like, ears are weird. Like, it was a creature almost.
Yeah.
Obviously, some funky shit's going on here. I really don't know how to describe that. Like, it was interesting. It was how really she cool looked to, like, see, yeah, come some kind of creature, like, in the movie.
Yeah. She's almost like, the makeup they use for her almost reminds me kind of like some of the makeup they use in Haunt. For some of the people's faces under those masks. Yeah.
Yeah. But less like body mods, more like.
Right.
There's some shit going on here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Or maybe like the guy from Hannibal or whatever with that weird face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So kind of like that. She's pretty grotesque.
Like rubbing blood on her stomach. In the shape of a pentagram.
So they're rubbing. Yep, exactly. They start to rub the blood on her stomach. And then the mother cuts her wrist and puts blood inside of this goat skull. She's pouring it in there. And then she's drawing on her forehead as well. And forces her to drink the blood out of the skull. She kind of pours it into her mouth. And she doesn't really have a choice because she's got the gag in her mouth and she's trying to scream or spit or anything to get it out. It's like gross. Somehow she stabs the mother and manages to get
she gets
out
untied.
Of the somehow that was a pretty
her
easy
own hand.
Yeah, so, like, how they must not have tied her very well.
I think there is a like there's a way. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like you have enough adrenaline during those moments, like so. So she starts running. Everybody's like not expecting her to run, and I feel like they're not very I feel like they're not very established as a cult yet or anything.
No, they're not prepared for anyone to get out. They literally were like, and then the son's eye, and he's like, "My eye."
I know, it was so awkward.
And she's like in a corner for like 10 seconds, and they're like, "Get her!" And everyone's just kind of standing there. And I'm like, and so I get it, but
yeah, it's so awkward. And she just starts running through the house. She stabs she finds Meg's bloody corpse, and there's blood all over the kitchen. So that kind of makes her slip. Victor's chasing her, which is the son. She stabs him to death. And then there's that scene too where her and Mrs. Ullman are in a room together again, right? Because she's talking to her about was she talking to her about the eclipse? I can't remember exactly what she was talking to her about, but she takes off this wig and you see her actual hair.
I believe.
And it's like this whitish, like hardly any hair there. And she's just like, you could tell she was just one of those people who like made herself into a whole nother person. As we were saying earlier, she's very like fancy or whatever, but underneath, not so much. She ends up, I don't know, they have a moment where she's just talking to her and she ends up getting to Mrs. Ullman, also stabbing her. But she keeps seeing images of the mother in her mind, because I'm assuming part of the ritual is starting to work. She tries to get out of the house, right? She starts to run towards or outside the house. Mr. Ullman is now chasing her out, chases her to that nearby cemetery we saw earlier, because she's just running and running and she says like, where to go, where to go. Yep. She gets to the cemetery. He's following her. At this point, they have like a moment where he pretty much is telling her she's the chosen one. Mm-hmm. It's her destiny to accept, quote, him, being Satan. Because as we know by now, they're like a Satanist cult. She has the gun. She got the gun from Victor, but she was going to shoot Mr. Ullman. Mm-hmm. But he sacrifices himself. He tells her to shoot him. He claims that he is only a messenger, and she's too late at this point. So instead of shooting him, she goes to shoot herself and freaks him out. And that's pretty much where we see from there. It kind of cuts from there, right?
Yeah.
So
she literally just stands there and puts the gun to her head, and he goes, no, and she does it.
Yep. And that's which it. He was not expecting it. So
no, I wasn't either. I'm not going to lie. But like, also, yeah, I guess like at that point, what's left?
Right. Yeah. Because she's just, yeah, you can tell things are going bad. So it cuts to the broadcast on TV again about the lunar eclipse, talking about how it was a very interesting time.
Yeah,
it like happened much faster this time or something like that, or ended faster.
Yeah.
And then we slow over to a hospital. And we see Samantha in a hospital bed, all bandaged up, like everything, like her whole body's all bandaged, her head, obviously her head. Mm-hmm. And we're just like, what? Or at least I was like, what?
Yeah.
A nurse walks in. She gives her her IV medicine. She's just kind of talking to her. She's like, you're going to be just fine, right? She pats her head, and then she starts to rub Samantha's belly and says, both of you will be just fine. What?
Yep.
Wow. Yep. But yeah, that's the movie. Like we said, a lot of it is very quick at the end. But it's a good slow burn.
Yeah. It's creepy. There's jump scares. I hated the ending. I hated it. That's why I rated it so low. I hate the whole like, oh, she's pregnant and she's alive. It feels so typical.
Yeah.
To me. And that's the kind of where I was like, okay, I would like if this was actually made in the 70s or 80s, I probably would have probably been higher. But, like, that kind of put a sour taste in my mouth, because I was like, aren't we past this now? Like, can we do something a little better with the ending?
Yeah, yeah. No, I actually would have been fine with just the ending of her just shooting, and then that's it. And then cutting out. Yeah.
Like, she's alive. Or, like, she shoots herself and she's alive. She doesn't have to be pregnant. Like, I don't get it. So now we know that she was raped. Cool. Awesome. I'm so glad we added that traumatic moment to an already traumatic moment.
I guess metaphorically, yeah, because I guess it's Satan's child. I don't really know how that works, because I haven't watched a whole lot of like,
oh, that's I mean, I was just assuming that
it's like Rosemary's Baby, I think.
Yeah, I was just assuming it was Mr. Ullman who did it, because like he lifted her fucking dress up.
I don't know.
I don't know.
See, I assume it's more like a Satan baby where they just do all the ritual and it shows up. Either way, it's fucked up. Like, it's not fucked up.
Maybe she wasn't. She wasn't, and I'm sorry.
I assume it could be.
Either way, it's fucked up. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the movie.
That's why I just hated
how it was like, here we are, and we're done. goodbye, folks. Have a good night.
Yeah.
I just hated how abrupt it was. That was why I kind of lowered my score a little bit.
Yeah, I get what you mean there. I like sometimes, it's weird. Sometimes I hate the slow burns. Sometimes I like them. This one, I liked it. And I liked how it kind of had ebbs and flows because you did still have a lot of jump scares in between. And you had Megan die very soon in. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, this is my third time watching it. Like I said in the beginning, this is something I feel like not a lot of people have watched. And I feel like it's worth the watch. Because again, it's like one of those hidden gems, in my opinion. But that's why I figured I'd leave the floor to you a little bit more if you wanted to talk a little bit more about it.
No, I mean, I feel like I've said everything. I do want to say I was watching something earlier on What Culture Horror on YouTube. And the person, the director, the writer, whatever of this, while they were filming this, the hotel that they stayed in then inspired his next movie. Because they were like actually experiencing like paranormal things. And Sarah Paxton is in the movie.
Okay.
And it's her and this other guy, and they work at a motel, and they're like novice paranormal explorers or whatever. So they're trying to like get footage of these ghosts.
Is it the innkeepers?
It might be. I don't remember.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it might be. But I was like, ooh, that's interesting. We should watch that. Can add it to our list.
Yeah, I've never seen this.
It looked really good. And the list I was like watching, it ranked it very high.
Okay.
So, sweet. Yeah. But this was a good movie. I like it. Slow burn. It's not super, super, super scary. I like culty shit, so I liked that aspect of it.
Yeah,
More cult stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I didn't realize until like this past year or so that I actually like movies like that. Like cult, Satan, all kinds of weird shit like that. Mm-hmm. Possession. Those types of movies. I found like this one was really good and very like practical and very cliche, and I kind of like that in a way.
Yeah.
Another one I think that you should watch at some point is really fun. It's called Satanic Panic. It's also on Shudder. I think it's a Shudder exclusive, so I would recommend everybody watch that movie. I don't know if it's something Jess would want to cover on the show, but it's really fun. It's more of a comedic horror movie, sure. But it's fun. But yeah, I decided I like those types of movies now after seeing a few of them. So
yeah.
But yeah.
That was it.
That was it. Very quick. 95 minutes.
It's an easy watch.
Yeah.
It was definitely. Very easy. I enjoyed it.
Yes, but yeah. I'm glad.
Cece, you're back.
All right. I am.
You did an episode.
I did. I had to step away a couple times, but it's okay.
That's okay.
Cough. But yeah, so from there, I don't even know where we are anymore when it comes to trivia or anything.
Oh God, give me 1 second. Talk to the people about something. I'm going to go grab a card. I have them.
I was going to say, yeah, I think the last thing we left off was when we did the episode of all of trivia with Jess doing her slasher trivia. So I think that's why we decided not to do a card that week. And we're back then with a card.
Yes. Give me a second. I'm going to move it away from my mic or mute this.
Yeah, you're fine.
My mic is so sensitive.
I'm so excited to get another trivia question. Okay. So hopefully you guys will participate.
No talk. You're good. Yeah, you guys know the drill. Cece, what do they have to do?
All right. So, yep. So usually I'll drop the episode the night it releases. I'll give it some time because social media, I want you guys to see all the posts. The next day, usually, or day or two after the episode goes up, I will drop the question that we ask on air tonight, whenever on the show. Sorry, my words are all over the place. I will quote the trivia question. You'll have to quote tweet us with the answer. Now, it doesn't matter. Well, I guess it matters if it's right or wrong, because usually we pick somebody who gets it right. The next week we will shout you out on the episode. Yes. But yeah, easy as that.
Are you ready? I have one that is interesting to me.
Hopefully I get this right in my head.
Maybe I've asked this one already, but I feel like I haven't. I've also just played this game before because it's like actually a card game. Okay. Psycho was the first American film to show what?
You did ask me this.
Did I
ask? And I think we decided to skip it because it was very broad. Remember?
Well, maybe let's see if people know it.
Okay, sure.
So, yeah, sure. Psycho was the first American film to show what? And what it means by, let me say this, to show what is it was seen in a scene. Like
it's a physical thing, yeah.
Yeah, for the first time in an American film, this item, I'll say it's an item, was shown. So.
Okay, yeah, that helps. Okay,
that was cool. A big hint, I feel like. Yeah. So, yeah, that's our trivia question.
All right. Housekeeping. Do you mind covering housekeeping?
Yeah. Okay. So if you would like to follow the Scream Queens, you guys can find us on Twitter at ScreamQueens85. That's going to be our most active. If you want to talk to us, tweet at us, we will respond. One of us or both of us, honestly, will probably respond. If you want to follow us on Instagram, we don't post on there, but we have one. It's at the Scream Queens podcast. Maybe one day we'll post again. Maybe. We'll see.
On which one?
On Instagram.
Hey, I posted the other day.
Oh, you did? I suck. I didn't even.
It's okay.
Notice. I don't go on Instagram.
It was a picture problem. Of the BJ announcement, and I was like, who else refreshes their website like every day, like us or whatever?
Oh, damn. I missed that. Also, who is having a party outside my freaking house right now? Damn.
A Fetty Wap. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I always joke about that.
That was for Wade. That was a joke for Wade. If you want to email us, we're the Scream Queens, the Scream Queens 85@gmail.com. That is it for us. We will be back weekly now on Wednesdays, I promise, unless I suck.
It's not you.
No, it was both of us. We could have done it yesterday, but I just got back to Jersey from a 3-day drive, so I needed a little break.
It's okay.
But yeah, Cece, where can we find you, and what do you have going on the side?
Oh, I wish I had some news for that, but See You at the Movies actually just put out my Quentin Tarantino rankings episode on the 29th of April. So it's been out for a couple weeks, but definitely check it out. It was really fun. I think it was one of the best episodes I've ever recorded with people because it was just, we got to talk about my favorite director. So it was really fun. But I don't really have any ideas yet. I think I'm already a week behind on my show because I was sick, but it's okay. Actually, I was supposed to release something today, but it's all right. But hopefully I might get at least one episode for May then. Just keep your eyes peeled. I have a Twitter for it now. If you want to follow that, let me see what the actual ad is. I can't even remember. I think it's CYATM. So See You at the Movies, basically. And then in pod, P-O-D. I'll share it on my main Twitter, but CC Tron is easier to follow me if you want to talk to me there. And yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. Okay. I'm going to plug myself. If you want to follow me, I'm at Beetlejess on Twitter and at Beetlejess85 on Instagram. On Instagram, you're only going to see pictures of my dog, but I actually just made my dog an Instagram. So if you want to go follow that, that's Rhea.the.corgi. She's fucking adorable. That is Cece's dog niece. So that is where you can find me. I just mainly post about HHN all day. I'm sorry. It's true. I also have a couple of side projects. Actually, one I have to record in a few minutes. I'll do that one first. I always do that one last. I'm on a podcast called WCW The Podcast, also known as Women Can Wrestle. It's a all women's wrestling podcast I do with Wade and our friend. That is mainly video. Sometimes it's just audio. If you want to check us out, we're on the Silver Site Network. Wherever you want to listen to podcasts, so look up the Silver Site or on YouTube. And then I also have something I feel like more people are liking is Squad on the Rocks, which is Daniel and Ashley from last week's episode. That's my best friends and my sister, my best friend and my sister. We are the Skank Squad. We do a topical bi-weekly podcast where we drink new to us alcohol. We talk about the alcohol, we rate it, and we talk about a random topic, but we don't know what the topic is going to be until we sit down and I hit randomize on the wheel. So last week was dating. So that was super fun. We told really weird, really funny dating stories. I talked about a criminal that I went on a date with, and I didn't know he was a criminal. Yeah, wild. We talked about Gen Z. So yeah, check that out if you're into it. Squad on the Rocks. You'll see my lovely face alongside theirs on the logo. I think that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yay.
All CC. Right. I'm back, hopefully, for the long haul.
You will. You are. We're almost. Can you believe? What is it? July 6th, I think, is our year. I looked at our year since posting.
That's wild.
We're like less than 2 months away. Can you believe that?
We're going to have to do something big.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know what it's going to be, but.
I know. We got other big things coming up that we got to think about.
Yes.
We got to pick a segment for something, Cece.
Yep.
We'll get to there. All right. You want to do the outro?
Sure. All right, guys. Please stay spooky. Wear your masks. Always. Get your vaccines.
Yes.
Don't forget to what?
Scream, queens.
Woo!
Bye. All right.
We'll see you guys next week.
See you in the fog.